Well, there's a lot of things crazy about our schools. Everybody is focused on why this guy wasn't taken care of by the FBI, by the sheriff. We found out on Friday, late Friday, that there were four sheriff deputies. Now more information has come out about that. Going to have that for you. Accusations by the police department is saying nobody in the sheriff's department, none of the deputies were doing anything. They were the ones who did something when they got there. They knew what was happening, but all the deputies were standing by. Which brings up a question. Why was this so widespread? Is it indicative that there was maybe something else going on? We're going to talk about that. But let's just understand how sick our schools are. It's not just the drugs. And we will be talking to a man who is pushing for the government to actually run studies on these psychiatric drugs, especially the ones that are being given in massive doses to our children. Will the government run any studies on this? No, of course not. Not unless we force them to. Because there are heavy vested interests in this. Of course, the drugs companies have a tremendous profit incentive. But so do the media companies that won't talk about this problem. They're largely funded by the profits from these drug companies that push opioids and psychiatric drugs on our population. And it is an absolute crime. It is a very different situation when we look at the opioid epidemic than the recreational use of drugs. You're always going to have a certain percentage of the population that is going to try to escape reality and use drugs recreationally. But when we look at the opioid epidemic, we look at the epidemic of SSRIs and psychiatric drugs, and it is an epidemic. It manifests itself differently than the opioid epidemic. It has very severe or number of people, but it is still a very dangerous drug. And when those people have their consequences, sometimes their consequences spill over into other people around them. But when we look at this, the thing that's different about both of these is that they are prescribed for the population by people that the population trusts, by authority figures, by medical figures. It's approved by the government. Yeah, we got regulatory capture in the government. We have vested interest in pushing this forward by the media, not talking about the problem, pushing, sweeping it under the carpet so that they can make profits. And of course, it's all driven by profits. But what happens in the schools here? When we look at the insanity here, we've got police called in after students at a Louisiana high school mistook the square root symbol for a gun drawing. Have we reached peak idiocracy yet? Every time we think that we've gotten to peak idiocracy, we go a little bit further, a couple more steps into stupidity. How did we get to a situation where our students are so profoundly ignorant that they don't understand what a square root symbol is? Don't understand what it is. Think it's a gun. Man, that is amazing. That is amazing. What are they teaching your kids in school? Do you know? Well, they're teaching them to be good little Antifa warriors. They're teaching them racism, sexism, homophobe. That's all they can say when they get out. They can't construct an argument. They don't know why they believe what they believe, if they even believe anything. They're simply parroting things. That's why I had the Freudian slip the other day. I called them, you know, you typically talk about people like this that are being used for an agenda. As Lenin called them, useful idiots. I called them youthful idiots. And it really does apply. But they are being used and abused in various ways. You've got parents with a parental backlash against cross-dressing men who are sent into primary schools, elementary schools, to promote tolerance. So they got men in drag coming to lecture your kids. Here in Texas, we have to pretend that a transgender girl who is taking testosterone in large levels to transition to a boy can compete, even though she's being, he or whatever, is being doped up with a drug to give them an advantage. I mean, this is the insanity that is being protected in the name of political correctness and a social agenda. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, we just finished with the Olympics, and I wonder why we have separate categories for men and women competing in the Olympics. Aren't women equal to men in all respects? You know, we take a look at this transgender boy, and let's unpack this. This is a woman, a female, who is taking testosterone so she can transition to being a male and continues to win the state wrestling championship. And this is here in Texas. This is in Texas. I guess we can have a new logo slogan here. Texas, where the men are men and the women are too, because they take testosterone. But of course, this is not something that's allowed in the Olympics. If you take enhancement drugs for your performance, then you're disqualified. But they don't disqualify that here, because we have to promote transgender insanity. In Bristol, I think this is in England, they have primary schools where they're bringing in drag queens, inviting drag queen story time, DQST, to read books promoting alternative lifestyles to their elementary school children. So you have somebody mentally ill, dressed up like a woman, reading storybooks to your children to tell them how wonderful this is. You want to be like me, don't you? We used to have role models come in, but this is all being done in the name of tolerance. And if you have a problem with any of that, then you're intolerant. Well, I'm intolerant. I'm intolerant of that. I can tolerate a lot of things, but I don't tolerate people messing with the minds of young children. Why do we have laws of consent? Why do we say that you cannot, there's absolutely no way legally for a minor, somebody that is, well, let's say in the grades K through 12, right? Because usually the age of consent is 18. We just had a big debate about this. All these people that were so upset about the accusations, unproven accusations against Roy Moore, saying that it was, I think, a 16-year-old girl, 14-year-old girl, that accused, said I was 14 at the time. And all these people who would get so upset about Roy Moore would invite transgender individuals into the schools to mess with people. This, folks, if you don't understand where this is headed, this is basically the NAMBLA agenda, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, whatever. They want to have the ability to have sex with children and not be punished for it. And they want to say that children can consent to this, because if a kindergarten kid can decide that they are a different gender than they were, if they are a different gender than they were born, then they can consent to anything, can't they? That says that they're mature enough to understand what they're really talking about, and they're not. We've always had these age of consent rules because we always understood that kids, even up to 17 or 18 years old, are not mature enough to make that decision. So why is it that the same government is now promoting them to change their gender. It is because there is an agenda. And you better understand what this is. This is a pedophile agenda. It's nothing short of that. We actually have our governments pushing a pedophile agenda. And if you don't believe that, take a look at the laws. We have statutory limitations on coming after people who commit pedophile crimes. We don't have that type of limitation on murder, anything else. I mean, look at the fact that they're going after Natalie Wood's former husband, whatever his name is. Can't remember the actor now. But that was decades ago. There is no statute of limitation on murder. It's going to be pretty hard to prove anything after decades, and that's the whole issue. But murder isn't a crime that usually takes a very long time to look at, and yet there's no statute of limitations. Robert Wagner was his name. Yeah, Robert Wagner is his name. He's still alive. But usually murder shows up right away, and it doesn't take a long time. But with pedophilia, that crime takes decades, typically, to come to the surface because it's a difficult thing for children to process. And we have, typically, a 2-year statute of limitations on it. Why is that? Well, because we have a political establishment, both Republican and Democrat. The Republicans groomed Dennis Hastert to be Speaker of the House. It was common knowledge, just like it was common knowledge what was going on with Harvey Weinstein, who this guy was. But they groomed Dennis Hastert, and he remained Speaker of the House longer than anybody else. There's some culpability there. Talk about Me Too. Talk about investigating. And, you know, isn't it interesting that all of this talk about how the Congress was sweeping under the carpet sexual harassment of people in power against adults, how that was swept under the carpet, how they spent a great deal of your money to cover that up for the politicians, and nobody has talked about Dennis Hastert. I want to know what happened with Dennis Hastert. I want to know what the rest of those people knew about Dennis Hastert. Why aren't they talking about that? Why aren't they pushing, and of course this is a criminal law, so it's not the jurisdiction of the federal government, but why don't they push? And why don't we push? Because they're not going to do. We know that's a rhetorical question as to why the people in power don't push it. It's because there's a large number of them that are pedophiles. So why don't we push removing the statute of limitations on this crime? They did that in Australia. That's why the guy who's the number 2 or 3 in the Vatican had to go back to Australia to answer crimes. Because they got rid of the statute of limitations, which there was very short. There should be no statute of limitations on it. But that's the school environment that we live in. And that's why when we look at this shooting thing, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That is just a symptom of a very sick system. And here's another, as I point out at the top of the hour. In Louisiana, a high school, they don't know what a square root symbol is because that's not what they're being taught. They're being taught all about transitioning from one gender to another. They're being taught about gender fluidity. They're being taught Marxism. They don't know what a square root is, so they thought that it was a gun. But it was a gun. Several other students made similar comments. So they said the word gun, and because that's the agenda. Somebody said gun. Call the police. Interview them. They're just profoundly ignorant because of what we do there. Now, let me give you the other side of this. This is an article that's been sitting on my desk for several days here that I haven't gotten to. The fact that they worked very hard to try to outlaw homeschooling in Hawaii, heavily controlled by Democrats. This was reported last week, got overshadowed by all the shooting news. That's why I want to take a little bit of time here, talk about where our society is, where our schools are. People say, why is this happening now when it didn't happen 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever. But 30 years ago, they were still carrying guns to school. Kids were using guns at school responsibly on shooting ranges. But here's a bill in Hawaii, and it was stopped by massive opposition because homeschoolers will stand up for their children. Homeschoolers will stand up for their rights. We have seen this over and over again. Multiple times, government has tried to take away our right to raise our children, and we say no. A tsunami, reports the New American, a tsunami of opposition was able to derail an extreme bill in Hawaii that would have treated homeschool families as guilty until proven innocent. It would have required background checks, just like, you know, you got a gun. Oh, you're guilty. You homeschool your kids? You're guilty, too. We need to look into that. And it would also required child welfare investigations of all homeschool parents to determine whether or not they're suitable to raise their own children. Maybe we should have those same investigations about the people who create the curriculum for our schools and invite in drag queens to read stories to our kids in kindergarten. It would also have required state approval before a family could homeschool. The author of the bill vowed to submit a new one next legislative session, because the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. The tyrants will never stop. And if you stop, they win. We got to make sure they can't do that. You got a Democrat senator saying parents are by nature suspicious, especially if they want to be responsible for their children's education. Otherwise, you know, don't worry about that square root. It looks like a gun. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the Broward Cowards.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, you got to live with these people. You got to live with the people who think that a square root sign is a gun. Maybe this is the square root of the problem here that we're getting to. You know, you had students at a Louisiana high school, Oberlin High School. A student was actually completing a problem that used a square root symbol. And another student thought it looked like a gun. So this idiot student contacts the idiot police, who then searched the student's home, where they found no guns or any evidence that he had any access to guns. Well, what if his family had had guns? What if they were responsible gun owners? Would they have all gone to jail, been arrested? This is the insanity that we're seeing in our society here. You know, what if this kid was doing calculus or just even algebra and his parents were gun owners? Is that sufficient to go to jail? Perhaps. In this society, it is. You know, we saw this bill being introduced by a Democrat state senator in Hawaii suggesting that parents were by nature suspicious, especially if they wouldn't be in charge of their children's education. The senator described the public schools as, quote, a layer of protection. Can you believe that? I mean, what's this discussion we've been having all this last week? How can we make these schools where they protect people? No, they're the layer of protection. Against what? Against what? And we need more police? To do what? Stand by their car? Protecting themselves? Yeah, they said, he called it a layer of protection, apparently with a straight face. He described home education as a loophole that allows people to escape government indoctrination, where they come after your kindergarten kids with gender fluidity, gender confusion, because they're pushing a pedophile agenda. That's the basis for this. There is no room for tolerance for a pedophile agenda. I will not tolerate that. I don't care what people think. I will oppose this in every respect. This is child abuse, institutionalized child abuse. As they point out in the New American, in the real world, government schools are destroying children, physically killing them, not protecting them physically, mentally with the drugs that they give them, spiritually, because there is no spiritual basis in the education. There's nothing there. You can put a sign up at the entrance to the school, and God we trust, that's not giving them a spiritual basis. You know, what's wrong with America now? What's wrong with America now that we didn't have 30, 40, 50 years ago? You know, George H.W. Bush said it was a kinder, gentler America. Why was it a kinder, gentler America? Well, because it embraced the principles and the morals of Christianity. Because people didn't turn to drugs to cope with the world. They had other coping measures. You know, it's in the past, we've had a lot of people who are not Christians, but they would support Christianity. They would support it being taught in school because it was a stabilizing influence on society. Because it gave people a moral code. And because it gave them a coping mechanism. So if you don't believe in God, maybe you should believe in something that's going to give us a kinder, gentler America. But they're not protected physically, mentally, spiritually, not to mention academically, that square root problem. On an industrial scale, great choice of words there by Alex Newman, New American, on an industrial scale. Because you know what we have with the schools? It is a mass production. They're producing widgets. And if you want to see what those widgets look like, look at the Antifa products coming out of this thing. That's what it's designed for. It's a one-size-fits-all factory system. It's an industrial system. More than half of California children cannot even read at a proficient level based on the state's own data. The government's data out of federal government shows 2/3 of the adults are functionally illiterate. I guess that would include the police who go to somebody's house because they believe the report that a square root sign looks like a gun. This is the state of American society, the idiocracy that we've turned into. And while we're looking at this, let's take a look at CNN pushing back very hard against a victim. I thought that we weren't supposed to say anything negative about victims. See, at the heart of what CNN is trying to do in terms of shutting down InfoWars from YouTube, pushing very hard for this, doing that last Friday, at the center of all that, as they call up YouTube, as they report us to YouTube, as then they call YouTube up and say, have you done anything yet? Get with it. Come on. We got congressmen that are on this agenda. CNN wants us shut down. I understand why they want to shut down. We've exposed a lot of CNN. But now they go back after one of the survivors, not only a survivor, but a survivor who helped others to survive, Colton Hobb. And they back and forth, or they are attacking him, saying, we didn't script anything. Well, I guess that depends on what the meaning of scripting is. If you limit somebody's contents, if you have, and he's not the only one who was pushing back and saying, CNN gave very strong indications of exactly the types of people they were looking for in order to push their agenda. CNN spokesman said, it's unfortunate that an effort to discredit CNN and the town hall, who would think that CNN's town halls would be discredited by any of this stuff? I mean, they have run stellar, objective town halls in the past. Never had any questions of people sending debate questions, for example, like Donna Brazile did to Hillary Clinton. Thank you, WikiLeaks, for showing that. But there's other issues with CNN as well. But said they're trying to take attention away from the purpose of the event. Oh, you mean kind of like the DNC did with the Russia narrative, trying to take away the discontent within the DNC as Hillary Clinton bought that organization and then ran herself through? President Trump on Thursday night had seized on the claim that CNN rewrote his questions, calling the network fake news again. Just like so much of CNN, fake news, said President Trump. That's why their ratings are so bad. MSNBC may be even worse. Yeah, probably. But he's not the only one saying it. Colton Hobb isn't the only one. Remember, I reported last week, Ariana Klein, a junior there, said she was upset that they would do this to him. But also, her father had said, and I read this last week, her father, who admitted, hey, I'm a Republican and a gun owner, but he said he was approached by a CNN producer on Thursday, the day after the school shooting, and felt that they were, quote, looking for people who are willing to espouse a certain narrative. You think? I mean, every time they have any kind of a panel discussion, they will have a token conservative, and then they will have two, three, four people plus the moderator, who are all on the other side of the issue, who gang up on that individual and shame them. And that's what they were doing at CNN Town Hall, only it was far more skewed with the people that were allowed in, the people who were allowed to speak, even to the extent when they asked a tough question of the Democrat senator, oh no, that question is for somebody else on the other side. I forget whether it was for Marco, the Jake Tapper said that's for Marco Rubio, or said it was for Dana Loesch. Anyway, he said, I'm a Republican. I'm a gun owner. I am a responsible gun owner. We talk about gun control. It's not about taking away guns from people like me, but keeping them out of the hands of people who should not have them, who are irresponsible or a threat to society. He said, unfortunately, I think a lot of people talking about gun control don't understand what they're talking about. But then after CNN is coming after us for attacking David Hogg, showing him being coached by CNN, then they come after one of the survivors, because I thought that was bullying. Why isn't CNN being taken down for bullying? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
So, if somebody is engaged in political activism, pushing an agenda, if they're engaging in public debate, is it bullying to oppose them, to question them? Evidently it is, because that's what CNN is pushing. And yet CNN is doing that against somebody who is on the other side of the issue to CNN. CNN has been pushing for InfoWars to be taken off of YouTube because we questioned the motivations of CNN and David Hogg. And so they want us silenced. I understand why they would want us silenced. Frankly, I think it's fair game. If somebody is doing that, I don't think they're traumatized. And if somebody is going to enter into the debate that says, well, the grieving is over, the trauma is over, They're now in the public sphere. They're in the arena, and they better be ready to take a couple of punches and not cry for the, it's unfair. Take them out of the ring. I don't want these other people in here. No, you better be able to defend yourself. Defend your opinions. Defend your agenda, CNN. But of course they can't. All they can say is, oh, we're CNN. Just like Jake Tapper, who blocked me because I was laughing at the fact that CNN had gone with the Sam Hyde narrative after the Texas shooting. And Jake Tapper comes back and says, well, we were told that by a congressman. And I said, well, you don't ever check your sources. You never check what he's having to say. You just go with it because it's the argument of authority. And yes, they do. That's what CNN always does. And that's the way they get away with so much stuff. They say, well, we're CNN. We're the people that the world goes to for news. Maybe that's part of the problem with the world right now. They've been going to CNN too much for their news. So they've come back real hard against Colton Hobb and his father. He was the one who was the junior ROTC, a guy who had the Kevlar curtains, who kept his head, who shielded people, who hid them and even put Kevlar curtains in front of him. He said, I brought those curtains out because I knew exactly what they were made out of. And then he also had the audacity to say that the coach who shielded people with his body and lost his life doing that, Colton had the audacity to say, if this coach had had his gun with him, he could have possibly stopped the shooting. Instead, what we wound up with were uniformed professionals who stood outside, at least four of them, with their firearms drawn to protect their lives and doing nothing about the shooting going on the inside. Now, what he had to say was he said, CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up all being scripted. And so the question is, what does it mean to be scripted? Does that mean that they actually wrote down something for him? Because that's what CNN is now pushing back. I think that's a prevarication. I think the essence, whether the details of this are true, you can decide. CNN came out and they pushed back against that. And they said, well, it's a lie. This is the original email. And here's how it differed. It differed by one phrase that was there. Whether or not he had presented this to them on the phone. That was their whole thing. When you look at the email. Did he send that to them on the phone? That's just a couple of like two or three words. As you said, on the phone. Nevertheless, he and his father both felt like they were being controlled, being silenced. That's what I would call being scripted. And so that's the essence of that. CNN said, we did not provide or script questions for anyone in last night's town hall, nor have we ever. Nor have we ever? Nor have we ever? Let's take a look at CNN's history of Democrat town hall plants. let's go back. First of all, this is an article from the New York Post. And this is going back to 2016, January of 2016, a flashback. And at that time, in 2007, 9 years earlier, now it's 11 years earlier, Muriel Gallo Kastanoff, then a student at Iowa's Grinnell College, admitted asking a question planted by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. And they were saying this because we were still in the middle of the campaigns, early in the campaigns, January 2016. New York Post put this out and said, on Thursday, CNN will host a town hall with President Obama as part of his final year push to make gun control part of his legacy. Ooh, interesting. It was even about gun control as well. In addition to sitting down with liberal anchor Anderson Cooper of CNN, the network says that Obama will take questions from the audience. And then the New York Post pointed out, CNN has a long history of allowing political plants to flourish in its public forums. And this is before WikiLeaks exposed Donna Brazile handing questions while she was working at CNN, handing questions to Hillary Clinton about what was going to be coming up in some of these town halls. Because you had to present them written questions. They had to approve those written questions. Is that scripting? Is that scripting? I would say that it is. Even if you write these questions, and they tell you, you got to stick to that question. You can't deviate from that question one way or the other. And if we like your question, we'll put it in. If we don't, we won't put it in. If you say that they're not scripting this, their defense of the way that Jake Tapper deflected that difficult question that was asked to the Democrat senator from Florida, deflected it away and said, oh, that question is for somebody else. You don't have to answer that. That put him in a hot spot. Jake got him off of it. And his excuse was, well, we had specific questions that were set up for particular individuals. Is that scripted? You're just arguing semantics, CNN. But they go through with this article. And remember, this is January of 2016. Here's some of the examples that we knew at that time. More have surfaced since then. At a CNN YouTube GOP debate, interesting, CNN and YouTube hosting the debate together. The same two that are trying to push InfoWars off of YouTube now to silence us. 2 weeks earlier, they had the everyday undecided voters. Now, here's some of the undecided voters that they brought in. A member of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transsexual Americans for Hillary Clinton Steering Committee. Another one, a young woman named Journey. CNN failed to identify her as an outspoken John Edwards supporter. Another one, a supposed log cabin Republican who had declared his support for Obama during the 2008 campaign. A supposedly unaffiliated concerned mother who was actually a prominent Pittsburgh union activist for U.S. steelworkers and had endorsed Edwards for president. An undecided voter who had urged Ron Paul to run as an independent but who had already publicly declared his support for former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson's Democrat presidential bid. Or a staffer for Senator Dick Durbin, Mr. Gun Control there, okay, Mr. Open Borders. A former intern who was also a former intern for CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. So these are the people who are undecided voters, according to CNN and YouTube, at the town hall that they set up. Here's another town hall that they set up during the push for Obamacare. So that one was during the push for gun control. And now we've got another one here, the push for Obamacare. It was a citizens town hall in 2009. Included in that was an operative for a Washington, D.C.-based Healthcare for America Now, K Street lobbying group that was pushing for single-payer healthcare. An unemployed cancer patient who is actually working for the DNC's Organizing for America, a Democrat National Committee member and a community blogger at Organizing for America. These are the people who don't have an agenda, just random questioners that CNN had at a town hall for healthcare. One more. An 11-year-old daughter of a coordinator of Massachusetts Women for Obama who had donated thousands of dollars to the campaign and now was pushing for government control of healthcare. This is CNN's history. But remember, they said, we have never, never provided script questions for anyone, except for, you know, Hillary Clinton from Donna Brazil. Nor have we ever done that. These are the facts. Hashtag facts first. Well, I got one more fact to tell you about CNN when we come back. And this is an indisputable fact. It was caught on video, even called out by the BBC. That's right. CNN staging a protest by Muslim women. Because everybody was saying, wait a minute, why aren't the Muslims concerned when there's terrorist attacks? Oh, let's get a group together. We'll film it. I guess maybe they wrote a script for it, too. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the Broward Cowards. That's what National Review has called them. I think that's a pretty good label. We're going to take a look at what happened with the Sheriff's Department and how it seems to be limited to the Sheriff's Department. When the Police Department showed up, they did something. They were absolutely amazed, and they called out the Sheriff's Department on this, and it's one of the reasons that this information came out. But it was interesting that they held it, the mea culpa from the Sheriff. He held it until late on a Friday afternoon, hoping that people would move on because, you know, it's another 3 days. We've got a very limited attention span in the news cycle. Maybe there'd be something that would happen over the weekend, take your attention away from it. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to take a look at this in depth. Before we do, real quickly, there's an article that came out, the Daily Mail, talking about how heavy snorers can age faster. That's kind of interesting. It's not the lack of sleep, but it's the snoring that causes a lack of sleep or a lack of sound sleep. And what is the mechanism here? The mechanism is damage to your DNA. Remember, we've talked about the telomeres in the past. It's kind of like if you imagine your DNA as a shoelace, has a cap on the end of the shoelace, right? Why do you have that cap on the end of the shoelace? To keep the shoelace from coming unraveled. And so if you think of your flat shoelace, just twist it. You get the DNA helix shape there. That's basically what's going on here. And you can pretty much predict somebody's life expectancy by looking at the length of the telomeres. It's a very good predictor of that. Because what happens is when they disappear, the DNA starts to unravel, starts to fray, and then certain things start to happen. You get a much higher risk for cancer and many other diseases that happen when your DNA starts to fray, starts to unravel. And they point out in the study, they had pooled data from 8 previous studies involving 2,640 patients. So they do this epidemiological study here, and they found that snoring-related conditions disrupt breathing, and it makes sufferers wake up dozens of times during the night. And that tends to shorten the telomeres, make aging more rapid, and you get an increased susceptibility to cancer and many other diseases. That's why we have sold DNA Force and now Cell Force, and Cell Force is now 50% off. It's a great way to help the health of your telomeres, those end caps there. Of course, BioPQQ is the active ingredient there. There's a lot of studies that show that that helps the health of your telomeres as well. So right now at InfoWars, we have Cell Force 50% off. We also have the Real Red Pill 50% off, Pollen Block 50% off, Icarin, a new powerful formula fueled by milk thistle extract, helps to detoxify your body, support your liver and kidneys. That is 50% off. And we have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. Carnivore and FloorLife, two powerful digestive aids, carnivore to help your digestion, FloorLife to help your gut health with probiotics, both of those together, 50% off. So take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this programming. We really do appreciate your support. Let's get back to, as we talk about your support, let's talk about the attacks on InfoWars from CNN. Because, you know, when we look at the situation with David Hogg, you're not allowed to look at that situation. You know, CNN can come after a guy who is not hiding in his closet, who is actually helping people to take shelter, and they can come after him and tell him, you're going to say exactly what we allow you to say, or you're not going to be on at all. And he said, well, under those constraints, I'm not going to go on. And then he and his dad pushed back against that and said they don't want the other side told. They don't want any other story. They're carefully controlling the narrative. They called it scripting. And now they come back and attack the father, attack this young man, after they'd said any questioning of what anyone said, especially David Hogg, should and will get you a strike against our co-mainstream media partner, YouTube. And that's precisely what they did do against InfoWars. And CNN out there pushing. It's only one or two more strikes for InfoWars and they're out. Pushing that and continually calling up and asking YouTube, have you done anything about this yet? Why haven't you done anything about this yet? And so we had situations that came out with David Hogg. First, there was the lifeguard scuffle. And I looked at that and I didn't think that that was anything. I mean, he was supposedly on vacation. He had a lot of information that showed that he was on vacation. But when YouTube shuts that down because it's the number one trending video, instead of allowing people to come back and say, let's take a look at this. Let's debate this in the public. No debate. We're going to censor that. Then what that does is it convinces people that there's a cover-up. And so what they do is they have just the opposite effect. And maybe we need to rename the Streisand effect the YouTube effect or the CNN effect. We censor your opposition. And then the people that they have out, don't you dare question them. Don't you dare question them. And so then there was also the one that involved Alexa Mednick, I think is the way you pronounce her name. The one that was filmed by NBC. I think it was an NBC affiliate. It was KHOU 11 reporter who happened to be in the area at the time. Put that video out. They censored that as much as they could. They issued strikes over that. She was saying there's obviously definitely another shooter involved. That was her opinion, but she's not allowed to voice her opinion. Wait a minute. I thought she was a survivor and a student there. I thought we were supposed to not push back against what any survivors or students had to say there. But, of course, YouTube did that. And as Zero Hedge points out, while Occam's Razor suggests that Mr. Hogg is nothing more than an enthusiastic young man in transitory pursuit of the media limelight, I would call him a media hog, okay, we still ought to be able to question this stuff. And if we got a video that shows multiple takes of CNN, you just don't do that. in news. You don't coach people. You don't give them multiple takes to tell their story and then edit the best one that you've got there. That makes him look like he had absolutely no trouble at all recalling that. But, of course, CNN has done this in the past. Remember when there was a shooting, a terrorist event in the UK? Everybody was saying, where are the Muslims? Why don't the Muslims ever come out and organize against this? And CNN understood that people were doing that. So CNN took him up on that, and CNN organized a video shoot. Let's roll some footage of that to remind people what this looked like. And so what you see here is all the world is a stage for CNN. And they have all their cameras out there. They've got the area marked off. Then they are pulling out their people who are dressed appropriately as women, Muslim women, for a staged protest. And it was caught by people on the scene. Showed that, showed what CNN was doing. They were actually manufacturing the news. Even the BBC called them out on that. That's CNN's history. And I just read to you what their history is with the town halls and how they rig those. All the people who are supposedly not involved at all in the issue. They're totally undecided. And they're just there to ask some questions and to learn a little bit about the process. And yet we find out that they're heavily embedded professional politicians, people who are involved with institutions and heavily involved in the DNC and so forth. That's the way that CNN rolls it. We've had example after example. The phony bombings that they staged at their headquarters back in Atlanta decades ago when they were at the outbreak of one of the Iraq wars. Had Anderson Cooper with a disappearing nose supposedly at the Sandy Hook shooting. I mean, this is CNN. Fake news. All right, let's talk about the sheriff here. Also breaking late on Friday was four of Sheriff Scott Israel's deputies waited outside the high school during the shooting. And the Coral Springs Police Department sent 130 officers to the scene. They put their lives on the line, reports Zero Hedge, while the Broward County officers simply waited for backup at the scene as it unfolded. And what some Coral Springs officials perceived to be a dereliction of duty. But not the sheriff. The sheriff who is responsible for the people that he hires, the people that he trains. You know, the buck really does stop with him. But he says no. He says, if the deputy didn't have the heart to go in, that's not my responsibility. He said, I gave him a gun, I gave him a badge, I gave him the training. If he didn't have the heart to go in, that's not my responsibility. Well, you know what? There's a lot of us that don't see it that way. A lot of us believe that maybe we could get a sheriff who takes responsibility for the actions of his people. They call him Broward's Cowards in the National Review, said he refuses to go quietly, so he should be shown the door by people that he professes to serve. It is an elected office, by the way. 23 sheriff's calls involving the Parkland shooter, 18 sheriff's calls involving the shooter's behavior directly. They did nothing throughout all of that. So this is a pattern of behavior that calls into question some other things. Now stay with us when we come back in the next hour. We're going to have an individual who is trying to get the government to actually do studies on these SSRIs. Because whether the guy was a patsy or whether he was a lone shooter, SSRIs are a part of that issue.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt
Canton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Of course I won't resign, says the sheriff. I need to be here to hire more deputies. We're going to put deputies all over the schools. You know, like those deputies that stayed outside and did absolutely nothing. Four of them. It was bad enough when it was just one. But it was four of them. Everybody that was associated with the sheriff's department that was underneath this Sheriff Israel did nothing. It was the police department that showed up in massive force that did something, that went in. The other people were just waiting for backup. They weren't going to do anything. And his response is, we need more people like my deputies. Well, whether you do or not, he should not be the one who is hiring them. And quite frankly, if we're going to turn our schools into a fortress of uniformed individuals, that's not something that we can afford to do. One of the reasons that so many schools have allowed teachers who otherwise are trained to carry guns in their schools, like here in Texas, and we're going to get to that. One of the reasons that they did that here and in Arkansas and other places is because they didn't have the money. What they're talking about, some of these schools that they've held up as examples and say, look at this school is a fortress and it is absolutely terror-proof. Yeah, right. And they spend $500,000 to $1 million in addition to the cost of the school to do that. Are you going to do that when we have to be the world's orphanage here? Where we have to educate all the children in the world who wish to come here, no matter where they're coming from or in what numbers, and we have absolutely no say about that, but then we're going to turn all these schools into a fortress? We can't do that. It's not a practical solution to this problem. A more practical, more cost-effective solution, but also a solution that would actually work, is to have teachers like the teacher who gave his life, even though he was unarmed, he took the bullets. If he had a gun, he could have done something about that. But no, we have, because of people like Joe Biden and George H.W. Bush, we have a imaginary gun-free zone. Yeah, how'd that gun-free zone work out? It's a defenseless school zone is what they have created here. Let's listen to what the Broward County Sheriff said when he was asked whether or not he would resign.
It was a shame. Of course, I won't resign. It was a shameful letter. It was politically motivated. I never met that man. He doesn't know anything about me. And the letter was full of misinformation. I wrote a letter back to the governor. I talked about all the mistakes that Hager made in his letter. It was a shameful, politically motivated letter that had no facts. Of course, I won't resign.
Of course he won't resign. He doesn't know me. He never met me. You know what? I haven't met him either. But I know that if he's presiding over a police department that has more than 24 times been notified of how dangerous this individual is and doesn't do anything, and then even as the shooting is happening, they're standing outside not doing anything, then that's all I really need to know about this guy. And it's not just Hager. It's not just the governor. We've also got the Florida Speaker, Richard Cochran. Says suspend the Broward County Sheriff for incompetence, for dereliction of duty. Absolutely. He's presiding over a totally incompetent sheriff's department here. Now, the governor has called for a probe, but not for the sheriff to be suspended. Meanwhile, we have other survivors. This is a student, Kyle Kashuv, I think is the way you pronounce the name. One of the students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School said, it absolutely outrages me that CNN town hall, we had the sheriff who was virtue signaling against the NRA and against guns when he didn't even act properly. He didn't do his job properly. And then he turns it around and says guns are the issue when he failed to act properly. That's exactly what is happening here. If you're not going to accept responsibility, then step down because you're not capable of doing the job. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to have a constitutional attorney who is calling for a federal investigation into the link between psychotic drugs and school shootings. And it's about time. Because whether or not this kid was a lone shooter, or whether or not he was a patsy, the drugs are at the center of this. I said this from day one. That's why I focused on the drugs. The drugs kill quite a few people that are not even using guns. A lot of people commit suicide or kill other people, and they don't use guns. So therefore, we shouldn't worry about that, right? Just like we shouldn't worry about MS-13 killing people, hacking them to pieces slowly. You know, we had a story over the weekend of a deranged individual who went into a library, attacked a 20-year-old girl, just repeatedly started stabbing her, apparently didn't know her from what we see here. She's just sitting there reading a book. But even if he did know her, okay, he's using a knife, 10-inch knife. I think a 77-year-old man tried to intervene. He got hacked up pretty bad, but he didn't die. The young girl did, the 20-year-old girl did. Is that okay? Should we not worry about that because that's not guns? You know, that really wasn't picked up by the national media because it didn't involve a gun. If it had involved a gun, you can bet that it would have. If he had gone in there, shot her to death, and then shot the man who tried to stop him, who then survived, it would have been a national story. But it wasn't a national story because a knife was involved. As I pointed out 4 or 5 years ago in China, you had a group of guys go in with knives, killed 33 people, severely injured, more than 100. But we don't have to worry about that because it's not a gun, right? It's okay if somebody hacks you to death. Frankly, I would rather be shot than be stabbed repeatedly. But let's talk about what's going on with the sheriff and with the Broward cowards. I played the clip for you where the sheriff said, of course I'm not going to resign. There's absolutely no reason I should resign. These people and the state government who are calling for my resignation, my investigation, they don't know me. They don't know anything about me. Yes, we do. We know you presided over a police department that did absolutely nothing before and during the shooting. But you want to build your little empire because that's the first thing you did. You said, oh, we're going to hire a lot more deputies. to stand guard. Well, they were standing guard, all right. They were standing guard outside. And then we have an individual who is a high school student and who deserves to be heard, as CNN would say. So why doesn't CNN listen to this high school student? Here's what he had to say.
Should be, and it absolutely outrages me that CNN Town Hall, we had the sheriff who was virtue signaling against the NRA and against guns when he didn't even act properly. The armed officer at our school waited outside, and then him, the sheriff and his men, for 4 minutes, let my classmates die while he sat outside and waited. He didn't even do his job properly, and then he comes around and turns around saying guns are the issue when he failed to act properly.
Evidently, there is at least reporting that he knew during that town hall, and we're talking about Sheriff Israel, that he knew that his deputy had waited outside and didn't disclose that, as you pointed
out. Not just one. We found out after this it was four.
He says he's not going to resign. He says that he's had amazing leadership at his department. You agree with that? Where does the buck stop?
No, not at all. I think he absolutely needs to resign after what happened here. He failed to act on so many different levels, and him himself, he's responsible for this massive failure. This could have been easily stopped, both by the FBI and the Sheriff's Department, had they acted.
Yeah, he knew all of that. He knew that it wasn't, he knew not only that it was one deputy, he knew there were four deputies out there. Because immediately after that, the police department said, the truth is going to come out about this, that there was another department that did absolutely nothing. But of course, you just heard a high school student there, Kyle Kashuv, I think is the way you pronounce the last name. But David Hogg defends the coward officers. The story that's up on InfoWars, who wants to go down the barrel of an AR-15? In other words, I don't blame him. He's a good person at heart. He just couldn't go up against an AR-15. So don't blame these guys who put on a uniform, who did the training, who were standing there with a gun to do exactly what he didn't do. Don't blame him. He's a good person. He has a good heart. It's the gun. It's the AR-15, according to David Hogg. See, this is why when CNN is out there saying, coaching David Hogg, and we showed the video, and then they said, oh, we're going to get YouTube to put a strike against InfoWars for showing that video. A lot of people have showed that video. A lot of people have shown the video and commented on it. But, of course, only InfoWars gets a hit for that. And it's an issue, if you look at this, that CNN is obviously coaching him. Whether they wrote the stuff for him to say or not is beside the issue. They're telling him, go ahead, you can try it again. Go ahead, try it again. No, that's all right. We got time. Go ahead, do another take. They're not a real news organization, folks. And the NRA is saying that the Broward County Sheriff, you were the one who didn't protect these children. The NRA said, no, Sheriff Israel, you were the one who didn't protect these children. That is your job. You run, listen to this, the largest fully accredited sheriff's office in the United States. Oh, so obviously the issue is that we need more deputies like this, don't we? Maybe the answer is less quantity, better quality. And that might start with getting rid of that sheriff. So yet your office failed this community, the largest accredited sheriff's office in the United States. And of course, it had many tip lines to them, to the FBI, telling them, and now they've released a transcript. It's been reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Many people have now reported on it. One caller, they redacted the name, but they referred to her as she. So we know it was a female who knew him, said, you know, it's just so much. I know he's going to explode. Clear conscience if he takes off and just starts shooting places up, because I've now warned you about this. But of course, they didn't do anything about it. Nothing at all was done about it. Also mentioned that he dressed up as a ninja or as an ISIS fighter as part of that caller transcript. Said he's been thrown out of all these schools because he would pick up a chair and throw it at somebody, a teacher, a student, because he didn't like the way they were talking to him. All right, now it's time for a newsflash, folks, something you may or may not have known. And that is that as much as we criticize these Broward cowards, the Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that the police have absolutely no duty to protect the general public, in spite of the fact that it says to serve and protect on the side of the car. They don't have a duty to do that. They don't have a duty. How many people are asking the question, what can the government do to protect the people? Ask the Tribunist.com. However, did you know that the government, specifically law enforcement, does not have any duty to protect the general public? You might assume that this is some new decision from the Supreme Court. It's not. The most recent time they upheld this idea was back in 2005, but it goes back to the early 80s. 1981 was the first time they did this, that I've seen in the review. It's long been the court's stance that essentially the American people are responsible for taking care of their own personal safety. If we go back to 2005, there's a ruling from the Supreme Court. The government doesn't have a duty to protect you, even if you've obtained a court-issued restraining order. And it was the New York Times that covered that ruling in 2005. They said the Supreme Court ruled on Monday that police did not have a constitutional duty to protect a person from harm, even a woman who had obtained a court-issued protective order against a violent husband, making arrest mandatory for a violation. The decision overturned a ruling by a federal appeals court in Colorado. The appeals court had permitted a lawsuit to proceed against a Colorado town for the failure of the police to respond to a woman's pleas for help after her estranged husband violated a protective order by kidnapping her three young daughters, whom he eventually killed. See, when we take guns away, it's going to be the older people. It's going to be the women who are going to feel the imbalance of power the most. Because she was relying on the police to protect her. She had a court order. She thought the police would enforce that. She thought the police would protect her. Didn't happen. 1989, another case, found the same thing. The decision was DeShaney versus Winnebago County, held that the failure by county social service workers to protect a young boy from a beating by his father did not breach any substantive constitutional duty. Going back to 1981, Warren versus the District of Columbia, two separate cases. The District of Columbia and the Metropolitan Police Department were found negligent failure to provide adequate police services, but they said no, because these individuals, like you, don't fit within a class of person to whom they have a special duty. You understand? They're going to look out for the powerful people, not you.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Jonathan Emord, and he is a constitutional administrative attorney. He is a federal litigator, has defeated the Food and Drug Administration 8 times in federal court, more than any other attorney in American history. He was also an attorney in the Reagan administration's FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. And why are we talking to Mr. Emord? And of course, you can find him also at emord.com. That's E-M-O-R-D.com. We're talking to him because he's calling for a federal investigation into the link between psych drugs and school shootings. It's about time we did that. You know, we had Ann Blake Tracy on, and she was talking about a lot of different stories. As a matter of fact, they've curated a lot of these stories. They call it SSRIstories.net, where you can go there and you can look at the many, many times that SSRIs have been involved. And, of course, that's just one category of drug, but that's one of the key categories within the psych drugs there. But you can take a look at the anecdotal evidence. But we need to have a study, and I absolutely agree with Jonathan Emord. And so joining us now is Jonathan Emord. Thank you for joining us, sir.
You're welcome.
So tell us a little bit about this. Why do you see a problem here? Explain to the public why this needs to be done. We've talked about this before on the show, but they need to hear it from you because you've been looking at this far more than I have.
About 2 decades ago, an FDA medical reviewer named Robert Mossholder discovered that there was a link between psychotic medications and increased risk of suicide and violent behavior. And he was ostracized for that. The agency hid his information, refused to publish his findings, refused to allow him to appear at peer-reviewed sessions to discuss his findings. And for about a decade, that suppression continued while other countries of the world, most notably Great Britain, banned these substances for use in children. Is rather profound, and it was discovered in post-marketing review by Mossholder. So he actually obtained the information from adverse events in the market. So
Let me ask you a question real quickly here. You said that the UK has banned it. Are there other countries that have banned SSRI-type drugs?
UK is the one that comes to mind. I think Canada as well may have either restricted or banned it. The United States, after a considerable pressure from the scientific community, the FDA finally put a black box warning on these drugs, saying that they could increase the risk of violent behavior and suicide. But as you know, Ritalin, Paxil, number of other antipsychotic medications are routinely prescribed to children in the United States of all ages. And that's it's right. A shocking reality. And there really is no evidence that parents are advised routinely of these adverse risks or that kids who are put on these drugs are monitored closely to see whether or not they develop violent behavior patterns.
And when we look at these warnings, you know, it's kind of like all the different pharmaceutical drugs that are sold now on legacy media. And they'll go through and they'll tell you about the drug, and then you'll see slow motion pictures of people running through fields as they rapidly read off all these different side effects to cover themselves legally. But I think that most people, as you point out, don't read the inserts. They don't read the inserts for anything that they take. They trust that because it's been cleared by the FDA that it's safe, because they think of everything as either fully safe or totally dangerous, and they don't realize that there's a sliding scale risk there. It's not a binary world that we live in. It's one that is analog, and there's different levels of risk. And they don't look at this to, and they don't really think that any of these things are going to happen to them. I think that's the key problem with all of this.
Well, they are in somewhat of a desperate situation. They have a problem child. They take them into a psychiatrist, oftentimes at the recommendation of the school, and mm-hmm. they are told immediately that they should be taking these drugs. And the unfortunate thing is, what they don't know is that the relationship between the FDA and the psychiatric community and the drug industry is such that, as former, or actually I guess he's still there, FDA Associate Director of the Office of Drug Safety, David Graham, said, the American people are really virtually defenseless, because unsafe drugs are approved by the FDA, and the agency is really a captive of the drug industry.
That's right. We talk about that a lot of different ways. We've seen regulatory capture, where the big companies will come in, and the people at the top, just as you're talking about the one individual who was at the FDA, he did his work. He was basically shut down, ostracized, shoved off to the side, because the people at the top have a very nice relationship. Usually it's a revolving relationship between these regulatory agencies and the businesses that they regulate. So Big Pharma's got a big profit motive. The FDA is captive to them, as well as the media. That's why the media won't talk about it, because the media is getting massive amounts of revenue from these same companies that are making so much money.
That's very true. And the real unfortunate aspect about this is, of course, that unwitting people are giving their kids these things and cooperating in the delivery of these drugs to kids. And it's just inevitable that there will be violent behavior, because, you know, it's a known side effect when you're giving literally millions of children these drugs. You can certainly count on at least dozens of them having these experiences. And at this point, as the adverse event reports to the FDA make clear, it really is much larger universe of kids having adverse reactions to these drugs than that. And mm-hmm. it's not at all uncommon for parents who have their kids on these drugs to realize two things that the FDA denies. One is that they're addictive, and the other one is that the frequency of these violent behavior patterns is low, when in point of fact, it appears from the adverse event reports that it is a significant, statistically significant problem. And that's why Britain, for example, banned these drugs in kids. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a betrayal of trust, just like the opioid epidemic. You have a situation in both of these where people are not looking for something to escape reality. They're trusting in their physician. They're trusting in the FDA to vet this stuff. And yet those people are betraying that trust and saying, look, you're in pain. Let me give you opioids. And there's some side effects, but don't worry about it. It rarely happens, and then people get addicted to this. When we're looking at the SSRIs, when I had Ann Blake Tracy on, she was talking about how addictive it was and how just a slight variation of that medication, you know, the longer you're on it, the slower you have to change stuff. A lot of times people find that there's adverse physical or mental issues because of these drugs, that things have gotten worse, so they want to get their kids off. You pull them right off of those drugs, and that's when things really get bad.
It is definitely true that these drugs are addictive, even though the FDA denies that they're addictive and has actually gone into court on behalf of the drug industry to argue against them having addictive characteristics, against parties that were suing based on the fact that they were addictive, and that was not on the label or in the labeling. So,
well, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, you've done a short documentary video. I want to plug that and tell people how they can find it. One quote that comes out of that is the psychiatric industry is endlessly engaged in identifying new disorders, which can then be treated with psychiatric drugs. That's the way that we handle everything in this country. Let's just give somebody a pill. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the consequences. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
There's a bigger issue involved in this shooting, a bigger issue than guns. That's the issue of psychiatric drugs and schools and children. And we've had Harvard Medical School back in October 2011 said there's been an astounding increase in the use of antidepressants by Americans. I'm going from memory here, but there was an article I read last week about how there was over a million children under the age of six on psychiatric drugs, and 275,000 of those under the age of two. That's right, we're giving them to babies. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that we're not at all concerned about even trying to correct the behavior or discipline children. Instead, the preferred solution is to just give them a pill. And what Jonathan Emord, our guest right now, is trying to do is to try to get people to understand the danger of this, to understand that the government is not there to protect you. You know, we can call for a federal investigation. We can have federal studies or whatever. We're trying to encourage you to do your own study. Do your own study. This is your life. This is your children's life. So study this issue. And this is it's a very important issue to understand how dangerous this is, not only for adults, but for teenagers and especially even children and babies that are being given drugs like this. This is a real symptom, a sick symptom of our society, isn't it, Mr. Emord?
It is. We drug our kids more than any other society on earth. We ought to be, you know, we have this response to the opioid epidemic, which has been politically extreme, although substantively the drug industry that is making the opioids continues on really without much restriction at all. But when it comes to these drugs, you know, they should be banned for kids. They shouldn't allow kids to have these drugs. The effectiveness of these drugs is an issue as well, because the effectiveness is really not better than placebo in most instances. So banning is not eliminating some cure. These things are not known to be curative. But in addition, it would be responsible to ban them in light of the extent of violent behavior among youth and the instances of these school shootings.
Yes.
If you aren't going to ban it, at a minimum, every child that is put on these drugs should be closely followed, and those who are responsible for monitoring their behavior in school should be aware that they're on these drugs and of the potential for violent behavior, because they are distinguished by that characteristic, as the FDA itself admits.
I agree. You know, I agree. I think the most important thing we can do is to educate people. You know, I think drug bans, you know, we've had the war on drugs now for 48 years and 47 years. And it hasn't stopped. You know, our schools are not drug-free zones, as we'd like to think. They're not gun-free zones either. But I think there's a case to be made for education, because we saw that happen with tobacco, for example. We never banned tobacco, but we undertook a massive education initiative to tell people about the effects of it. We stopped the tobacco companies from pushing it on people. So if we could stop the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry from pushing these drugs on people, and if we could, on the other hand, educate them about the harmful effects of this, I think that would be the best thing. Because if we don't do that, there will be a black market for this stuff that will continue to supply this stuff unless we take down the demand for it. And that's going to really require education, I think.
As you're pointing out, somewhere around one in five people in the United States is on these drugs. That's an extraordinary thing. And when you consider the instance of kids taking it, and that almost every one of these shooters, almost everyone, has been on these drugs that have these effects, we really need an investigation to determine the causality and to determine what specific steps should be undertaken to reduce the risk to society from this aberrant behavior that these drugs tend to promote. I'm not saying that the kids, that there'd be no school shootings if we eliminated these drugs, but I do think that these drugs help with a tipping point in many people who are on them, causing them to think violent thoughts, to think of suicide, and to be more predisposed to engaging in these things. And I do believe that it is a catalyst to...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we don't want people walking around in a state of hallucination, walking around sleepwalking, any more than we want people drunk driving. I mean, this is actually a more dangerous scenario than drunk driving. We've taken that limit down over the years, and this is actually something that's more serious. And Blake Tracy was saying that this is the case that these drugs were involved in every school shooting except for two, but it's involved in things that are not typically reported. There was a case that she was talking about, a guy, a young high school student who got a gun, took a rifle to school, and he was holding his classroom hostage. There's a lot of hostage situations. Some of them result in the death of the person taking the class hostage. Some, like this one, did not. He was alternately pointing the gun underneath his chin and then at the class, back and forth. He had absolutely no recollection of any of the incident. It was like he was sleepwalking. It ended peacefully, and they were able to talk to him about that. But he had no recollection of that issue whatsoever.
Well, these drugs also can result in hallucinations years after the kids are taken off of them. It's a strange situation where these drugs are capable of altering mental processes, and yet despite that fact, we don't pay particular attention to the kids who are on them in the schools, and we don't prepare ourselves for this potential. I would certainly think that teachers should be armed. There is insufficient time when a kid snaps to protect the innocent from an attack. The police are ordinarily there minutes later, and it only takes a couple minutes, as you see in the Florida shooting, 3 minutes to kill all those kids. So we have to take this threat seriously, and we should both reduce the instance of these drugs in our society or ban them from the youth, and we should also prepare our teachers and our faculty to be able to respond at a moment's notice to protect the lives of the innocent so that we minimize the deaths associated with these instances, which are likely.
And we've had people who have committed suicide, who have murdered their children. Sometimes they drown them in a car. Sometimes they commit suicide with a rope. Sometimes they attack people with a knife. It isn't simply the gun. We have to understand the cause of this violence if we're really going to get to the root cause of it.
I quite agree.
And one of the things, you're trying to get the government to actually give people more honest information about this. You tried a FOIA request to try to get information about Adam Lanza at the Sandy Hook shooting, and they shut that down. I mean, this is something where people should have been able to see the effects of this, as they're telling people he was on medication. What kind of medication was he on? Did they change the dosage before any of this happened? But they completely shut that down, didn't they?
That's right. The assistant state's attorney in Vermont argued to the administrative law judge that if people became aware of the association of these drugs with increased violent behavior and suicide, they might not prescribe them. That was his justification for denying.
Was that in Vermont or Connecticut, you mean?
Excuse me, I mean Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut. Yeah, he said if people were aware of it, and if they had a FOIA request, granted for Adam Lanza, that might scare people from taking any meds.
And of course, that's what you would certainly want to have happen. And it's an outrage that someone would argue that as a basis for suppressing the information. But he did. And the information was suppressed entirely. They wouldn't give us any access to the drugs he was taking. We were not even given any access to any medical information except for the most rudimentary information that they released to the press. And the real reason behind this is that they are indeed protecting substantial financial interests in protecting the availability of these drugs. These drugs, you know, there's a prolific industry that is combined psychiatric and drug that comes up with new conditions all the time and new drugs to treat those conditions. And this is a very popular area of growth for profits and for new substances.
That's right. Follow the money. And it wasn't the only thing that the Connecticut people shut down about that investigation. Nothing was allowed to come out. But we certainly wish you luck. Thank you for focusing on this issue. It is a very important issue. If you want to get more information, you can go to emord.com. That's E-M-O-R-D. Jonathan Emord, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Right's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Have no duty to protect the general public. Let's pick back up on that where we left off before we went to the interview with Jonathan Emord about SSRIs. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what fund this program, and we really do appreciate your support. As I mentioned earlier in the program, we've just had yet another study coming out and showing the problem of shorter telomeres, of your DNA health. And we have a product, CellForce, 50% off, that addresses that. You can very accurately predict somebody's life expectancy by how long the end caps on their DNA are. It shows how much more time they've got, because when that comes off, your DNA starts to unravel when those caps disappear, and they gradually disappear at a progressive rate. You can look at somebody's natural life expectancy, highly correlate that to the length of the end caps, the telomeres on the DNA, because when that starts to unravel, as this latest study has pointed out, a very large epidemiological study, multiple studies, it was well over 2,500 people that they'd looked at, and they found a very rapid increase in cancer. And you can find other diseases that come there as your DNA unravels. So to support that health, we have an active ingredient, BioPQQ, that's in Cell Force, it's in other ingredients to support the health of your telomeres, the end caps on your DNA. That's 50% off. We also have other new products, Icarin, Pollen Block, and all Super Blue products. That's our toothpaste and mouthwash products that don't have fluoride in them. They have iodine, and they have nano silver to fight bacteria that leads to gum disease, leads to tooth loss, as well as to heart disease. So all of those products are 50% off, and we have an InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, Carnivore and Floor Life, to support your digestion as well as your gut health with probiotics. Those two products together, 50% off. So take a look at the specials and the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, especially at a time like this where we've got CNN openly trying to shut us down and bragging about it. That's the amazing thing. Not doing it behind closed doors. You know, the surveillance state is not trying to hide the fact that they're trying to take President Trump out of office. And we've got legacy media not hiding the fact that they want everybody else shut down. It's just a matter of time before CNN and Fox News, News Corp, does that if they get their way. We're going to have a way to push back against this. But we really do appreciate your support. All right, I was just talking about how the Supreme Court has ruled multiple times that the police have no duty to protect, even when there are protection orders out. They say, yeah, we knew that. We were called. We didn't do anything. You think it's bad here at this school shooting? Yes, it is. But it is a pattern of behavior for which the Supreme Court has, over many decades, 1981, 1989, 2005, has always said that they have no duty to protect, no legal responsibility to protect. And so, as this article, the Tribunist points out, why is it then that the same government that says that they have absolutely no duty to protect the general public, why is it that they work so hard to take away your right to defend yourself? Good question. They're going to leave you absolutely defenseless against criminals, rapists, murderers, mass murderers, terrorists, because you don't, and here's the court decision, you don't fit within the class of persons to whom a special duty was owed. That's what the court said. So they owe a special duty to some people, but not you. Not you. You're not in that special class. You can't violate national security rules like some of the people in the special classes can, like Hillary Clinton. And you're not going to be protected like some of the people in the special classes can. And then, of course, there's all the billionaires pushing gun control who have their own private security, their own walled compounds and so forth. They like gun control because it takes it away from anybody that they think might eventually be a threat to them. But of course, there was that clip that came out over the weekend. I just read you one of the Supreme Court cases here where they said that the court, that the police did not have any duty to protect the woman, her three children who were kidnapped and killed by her estranged husband. We had the liquor store clerks who had the ability to defend themselves. A couple of women attacked by a man with a shotgun in a liquor store. They defended themselves. And this, you can see the story in the video on InfoWars.com. Adon Salazar has the story up there. They said, I'm not even sure how he got away with his life at this point, says a police officer. And they said, we are not going to be victims. That's what the women said. None of us are going to voluntarily be victims. We're going to fight this. But as we look at this, and as we look at the stand down, it goes a little bit perhaps beyond the idea that the police have no special duty to protect people. The Gateway Pundit asks this question. Were the three Broward County deputies outside the school shooting given a stand down order? Were they told deliberately to stand down? When the Coral Springs police officers arrived, they were could not believe what they saw. Many officers were surprised to find not only that Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson, the armed school resource officer, had not entered the building, but that three other Broward County Sheriff's deputies were also outside the school and had not entered. Coral Springs Police Department told CNN the deputies had their pistols drawn. They were behind their vehicles. The sources said not one of them had gone into the school building. And so Gateway Pundit asked the question, how likely is it that there were four cowardly deputies all standing outside the school during the madman's rampage? How is it that the neighboring police department officers were the first ones to enter the building? Neighboring police from Coral Springs released an interesting statement the day after the shooting. They said the truth is eventually going to come out. They said, I understand another agency has given the impression that it had provided the majority of the rescue efforts and that the tremendous work of the Coral Springs police and fire departments has not been recognized. Please know this issue will be addressed and the truth will come out in time. Well, the truth did come out. It came out on a Friday evening, which is where you go to bury information in the news cycle. And they finish up and say, every police officer I know would not hesitate to assist a child in danger. Were the Broward County deputies, therefore, given a stand-down order? That's a good question. It's a question that needs to be asked, whether or not CNN and YouTube want to shut us down. That's a question that needs to be asked. And here's a video from a teacher who was there who helped to shelter kids. So she's a hero teacher. And this is what she had to say. She said the shooter was dressed like a cop in full SWAT tactical gear. Here's that clip.
Big gun. I was about 2 feet away from my door. All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then kids were screaming and then running back towards me and towards the end of the hallway. So I just went in this very strange autopilot mode where I pivoted on my feet. I unlocked my door, and then kids just started pouring in my room. I don't know how many kids were in there, but I was pulling them and getting them in and shouting at them to get in the room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor, shooting this rifle that I've never seen before. I don't know when I decided it was the right time to close the door. I grabbed the handle with both hands, and that's when I got nicked.
Notice that the ABC reporter didn't ask any follow-up questions when she said that. You would think she would question that.
As I'm closing my door, I'm shouting at my next-door neighbor, Mr. Scott Beagle, to close this door. And he's the kind of man that would just keep that door open a little longer. You know, he's all about the kids, you know. But he couldn't see the shooter. I had a good visual of him, which is why I yelled at him to shut his door now.
And, of course, she goes on to say in that interview that he did not shut his door. He couldn't see the shooter. And he was killed along with several people in his classroom. A couple of individuals shot her classroom. The window was shut out. But she said the gunman was dressed in full SWAT gear, firing down the hall, and, dressed in helmet, so forth. And yet that ABC reporter never mentioned that. And you look at the lower thirds and it says, she was hero Florida teacher speaks out, was grazed by bullet while shielding students from the shooter. Doesn't say anything about that amazing statement that she had to make. That was noticed by True Pundit, and that is an amazing statement, an amazing statement. That needs to be addressed, but let's not pay any attention to that, because we've got a narrative to sell here. ABC, the legacy media, CNN, very aggressively pushing a narrative that we are not allowed to question. We're not even allowed to question a sheriff, all of whose deputies did nothing before and during the shooting, did nothing. And so the question is, why? Why didn't they do anything? Certainly they'll say, well, we don't have any responsibility to do that. The Supreme Court has said that three times. But maybe something else is involved here. Are we allowed to ask that question? You should be asking that question. You should be educating yourself, not only about this, but about the dangerous SSRI drugs that are pushed along with this fake narrative that we get from these people all the time. That is something that affects millions of people, and you should be asking questions about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
You know, just last week we had the Chinese government lecturing us about gun control, telling us that we needed to have gun control because they had it. We know that Mao said that power comes out of the barrel of a gun. You don't have to fire the gun in order to have that power. Now, he caused the death of a lot of people. Many estimates go up to 78 million people that died under Mao. Some of them were starved to death. He didn't have to shoot them. He could force them into the fields and have them starve to death just under the threat, because he did have the power, even if he didn't actually pull the trigger for those people. He'd pull the trigger on enough people that he could get away with that. And now we have Chinese officials propose to take off any controls of the president. They did have a two-term limit in their constitution. Of course, you know, even communist countries have constitutions. They just don't pay any attention to them. Well, kind of like our government as well. So it isn't enough to have a constitution. If you looked at the constitution of China, Russia, and other countries like that that are authoritarian, they look pretty good on paper. But if you don't enforce the constitution, you wind up with a country where you have a few people in power, like you do in China, a few communists in power. Xi has made it clear that he is going to stay in power forever. To the extent that the Chinese people are looking at this and actually embracing this, they have actually started buying stocks that have the name Emperor in the title. Now, if you think that that's crazy, and it is crazy, there's no reason to believe that just because a stock has something in the name that it will do well. But, of course, we've seen that here in the United States as well, with a corporation putting crypto in the name so people would buy the stock. But that is still based on some idea that it's going to offer some product or service that's going to do better. In China, they're doing it simply because it has the title of emperor somewhere in the title. And they point out that right after the election, November 2016, they had a company whose Chinese name sounded like Trump's Big Win. Trump's Big Win. That jumped a huge amount right after the presidential election. That company had nothing to do with Donald Trump or any of his policies. It wasn't going to benefit from any of the policies. There was no rational basis for it except the name. And so you've got these stocks that have anything that sounds like emperor in the name, because they know that this guy has now become an emperor. Likewise, going back to the election, they had another stock whose Chinese name sounded similar to Aunt Hillary. I never thought of Hillary as an aunt. That's kind of scary. But, you know, she's maybe an evil grandmother or something, evil witch. But Aunt Hillary, everybody sold that stock, and they bought the stock that sounded like Trump's big win. This is the mentality of the people. But it's also a country that has no respect to the power of the individual. And again, they're very specific. It's not bullets coming out of the barrel of a gun, but power coming out of the barrel of a gun. I gave a personal story about that last week. I talked about my grandfather, whose brother-in-law had been murdered, and his body had been stuffed in his trunk because he was going around collecting rent by cash. My grandfather was doing the same thing. He was armed. He saw a guy hiding behind his seat, ready to do the same thing to him. He didn't have a bullet come out of his gun. He had power come out of his gun when he pointed it to the guy and said, if I ever see you do this again, I'm not going to give you a chance. I'll shoot first. Not going to ask questions. That's power coming out of the barrel of a gun. Power exercised by an individual. That was never reported as a beneficial crime statistic. That was never reported as a gun saving somebody's life. But it's power coming out of the barrel of a gun. When we have people say, you're not going to be able to have an effective check on power against the federal government just with small arms. That's not true either. It's very much like mutual assured destruction, the policy that governed our nuclear weapons between the United States and Russia for a very long time. Nobody wanted to do it. It was mad. It would be mad to unleash those things because the other side had that power. That is the restraint. That is the power that comes out of our guns. We don't have to point them at the government. We merely have to have them. And they know that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America joining us coming up in the next segment. And I've got a couple of things to say about the importance of liberty in terms of solving our problems here. But before we get back to the big debate that is running through this country, and it's starting to heat up because we now have Congress coming back after a 10-day recess. And so now we're going to see the political aspects of this. But before we do, I just have to talk about this, this story here, about the guy who is a suspected drug dealer, and they want to examine his poo, as they put it here. And he's gone now for 38 days because he swallowed the evidence. And he has been able to not have a bowel movement for 38 days. Now, that's willpower. But I look at this, and I just, I've been holding this story not quite as long as he's been holding it. But he says he would rather die than to take a poo. Well, he may. He may. But I would suggest that maybe in the interest of saving this guy's life, maybe these guys ought to call us up and get some oxy powder. You slip this to him, and believe me, he isn't going to have the willpower to go any longer with this stuff. That is one crazy story. What could possibly be worse? He's got Class A drugs. He must have them in a pretty thick container that he swallowed, pretty thick balloon or something, to be able to do that for that long. All right, let's get back to the stories about shootings and killings and drug wars and so forth. We have two people killed in a shooting at a university, and nobody's covering this. Why is that? Oh, it's a Mexican university. That's right. We're the only people that have those kinds of problems, right? It only happens in America. That's part of the narrative that you're being sold by CNN and MSNBC and the rest of the legacy media. They're telling you, no, this is strictly an American problem. No, it's not. Two killed in a shooting at a top Mexican university. Two people found with gunshot wounds following a brawl outside the National Autonomous University, one of the top five universities in Latin America, according to a press statement that was published on Friday. Took me this long to find it because they don't want to talk about it. And you notice who put this up. It was RT, not any American media. I want you to know that. The city prosecutor's office said the men involved in the incident were aged 20, 29, later died in the hospital, according to this. And that brings us to what's going on in Mexico. You know, we talk about the fact that we've got these mass shootings here. And as our guest earlier, Jonathan Emord, was pointing out, and we've had other experts on psychiatric drugs, when we look at these mass shootings, 98% of them involved psychiatric drugs, the person involved in that. And we've had many other incidents that didn't result in mass shootings. Maybe they resulted in murder, a woman drowning her children in a car, or somebody chopping up their family and then committing suicide with a knife or hanging themselves, maybe committing suicide or maybe taking a class or individuals hostage, sometimes surviving, sometimes being shot by the police. Those are typically not reported. We hear the mass shootings, but you know what else is not being reported? And that is the drug war death toll in Mexico. This is something that we talk about here from time to time, but other people don't really talk about this. The staggering death toll of Mexico's drug war. The Mexican government released figures between 2007 and 2014. 7-year period, 164,000 people were victims of homicide because of the war on drugs there. Nearly 20,000 died in 2014, and that was down from 2011, where they had 27,000 die. And here's the key thing. Some of these counts have blamed the drug war for as much as 55% of all the homicides there. So we got a situation with the drug war, which is a major, major factor in the gun-free zones that we look at, like Chicago, Baltimore, other liberal cities where they come in with ever increasing restrictions, prohibitions on guns. But it's the prohibition on drugs that's driving the violence in those cities and driving the violence in Mexico and Central America that people are fleeing. It almost sounds like Syria, doesn't it? Where we go in and we create a conflict and we have people start killing each other and we say, come on, you can come into the United States and we'll be your mommy and daddy for you and we'll put you on welfare and you vote the way that we tell you to vote. And you be our cheap labor as well. And so we have as many as 55% of all the homicides in Mexico they blame on homicides. And yet, somebody that is killed, they only count people that are killed by high caliber or automatic firearm would be counted as a victim of organized crime. But if they're strangled, if they're stabbed to death, if they have their head cut off, as is typically the case in these Mexican drug wars, frequently these drug cartels are stabbing people to death, mutilating them. We've seen that with MS-13. So it's not a problem if MS-13 saws your daughter's head off. But if they shoot her in school, then that's a national crisis. And we're not looking at the root cause. The root cause is the United Nations war on drugs and the profits of big pharmaceutical companies that buy time and buy the silence of the mainstream legacy media. That's the real root cause of all this. The media won't do any reports about any of this stuff, about the opioid crisis. They won't talk about the SSRI crisis. They won't talk about Ritalin or any of this stuff because they are being bought off. Their silence is being bought by the big pharmaceutical companies, just like they buy off the FDA. And then we have the war on drugs that creates this type of violence where you've got since 2007, Afghanistan, 21,000 people killed. Iraq, 81,000 people killed. Mexico, 164,000 killed. And guess what? This doesn't involve any massive ordnance being dropped from the sky. There's the graph right there. It doesn't involve planes bombing massive population. It's all done retail. It's all done with small arms fire. Because this is the drug war that we've created, that we sustain. As Newsweek's pointed out, Mexico has been turned into the world's deadliest conflict zone. Only in Syria are more people dying. And why is this? Because of drug prohibition. Now, what do the liberals want to do? They want to add gun prohibition as well. So I would hope that the liberals would learn from this, and I hope that the conservatives would learn from this as they are staring down the barrel of gun prohibition and say, you know what? That drug war, that drug prohibition hasn't really worked too well for us. It's turned Mexico and Central America into a killing zone. 23,000 people died in the fight against drug cartels in 2016, and smaller Central American companies, countries like El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala have another 16,000 to add to the total. And it's more people than are dying in Afghanistan, Somalia, Iraq, more surprising considering that the conflict deaths are nearly all attributable to small arms. And then we look at this case that just came out today. I'm going to shoot all y'all, it rhymes with riches. A DACA illegal alien has been arrested for threatening to shoot up a school. Oh, but these are the best people that they send to us, right? A DACA dreamer is dreaming of shooting up the school. So you're not going to see that reported by the mainstream media. You'll see it reported by Breitbart, by Daily Caller, by InfoWars, but you're not going to see them report it. And then we had the 22-year-old woman stabbed to death, a man 77 injured by a suspect who's 23 brandishing a 10-inch hunting knife inside a Massachusetts library, because you don't have to have a gun to kill people. You just need to have somebody who's mentally deranged. But no, as David Hogg says, I don't blame those cops. I don't blame the four sheriff's deputies for standing there doing nothing with their guns drawn to protect themselves, but not anybody else. No, it's that gun. It's the AR-15. I mean, you can't possibly do anything with the AR-15. Wrong. It's just one of the other lies that they tell us when they say, no, we've had 18 school shootings in 2018. Not at all. Tell us that we are the worst country for mass shootings. No, that's a lie. We actually finished number 11 if you adjust it for population. They have a lot of different ways that they can lie about firearms. But when we come back, we are going to have Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. He's going to tell you the truth about your right to defend yourself. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt. Stay with us.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally
naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. New from Emrex Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to be talking to Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have Cellforce, 50% off. I was just talking about that, the how essential it is for you to have the end caps, the telomeres on the ends of your DNA supported. It's something that study after study has shown the importance of this. I mean, it was a month or two ago. We had a story about the Amish, and they found guys that were living like 20 years longer, and they looked at them, they found that it was a genetic thing that made their telomeres longer than everybody else. It's a very effective predictor. Now we have a study that's come out that links the length of the telomeres to your life expectancy and to a higher incident of cancer if they're very short. And so the purpose of Cellforce and the BioPQQ that's in that, as well as other active ingredients, is to make your telomeres healthier. They're gradually broken down by things that are in your food and your environment, and so this combats that. And there's a lot of clinical studies that have shown the effectiveness of BioPQQ. So take a look at the information that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and take a look at the products that we have there. 50% off of Cellforce, 50% off of Real Red Pill, 50% off Pollen Block, and also off of Icarin. A great way to detoxify your body and support your liver and kidneys with natural products like milk thistle extract. We also have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. Two powerful digestive aids, Carnivore and Floralife. Carnivore to aid your digestion, Floralife to aid your gut health with probiotics. Both of those together in a two-pack, 50% off. And we also have Super Blue, our toothpaste and mouthwash that has nano silver along with iodine, the good halogen, doesn't have the bad halogen, fluoride. Those two protect your gum health by eliminating harmful bacteria. the nanosilver as well as the iodine. And of course, when you get gum disease, that causes you to lose your teeth as well as have heart disease. And so you can find those products at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Thank you so much. All right, while we're waiting to establish contact with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, there was a poll that was just taken by, of all people, the Young Turks. our liberal counterpart here. I don't know if they're a counterpart or not, but they're definitely liberal, ultra-liberal, ultra-socialist Young Turks. They put out a poll, said, do you support a federal ban on assault weapons? Well, maybe they should have defined what an assault weapon is, because the gun-grabbing communists haven't been able to come up with a clear definition yet. But nevertheless, nearly 70% of the people said no. Surprise them. 69% of the people said no. 31% of the people said yes. And that's off of a Young Turks poll. Maybe that's just, they're going to explain that away by saying that's Russian bots who want to be armed. But here's a news flash as we discuss what we should really do about this. And I've been leading up to this throughout the program, talking about the fact that over and over again, we've had the Supreme Court say that there is no duty to protect by the government's police forces. And we've seen that they actually didn't do that, either before or during the shooting. You had the sheriff's department, and he says, how dare you? I'm an excellent sheriff. Even though over a couple, they had more than a couple dozen complaints talking about this specific individual. The FBI also didn't do anything, and they didn't do anything as the shooting was going on. Well, here's the deal. You know, as we talk about different approaches, we can either turn our schools into heavily armed fortress police states, and we're going to pay a dear price in that in terms of individual liberty, in terms of not only freedom but dignity, and we're going to pay a big price in that in terms of an additional $500,000 to $1 million per school just for starters, to make everything bulletproof and create all these physical structures that have to be there. Can we really afford that? Or should we just go with teachers who are trained? You know, as I talked about it, the teacher's posse, or you could call it the teacher's militia. Or if you want to appeal to their pedantic instincts, call it the posse academia. Get them to look up the word posse. Maybe some of these teachers need to do a history class here. That's why I suggested that title. But as Zero Hedge points out, it's an article from Foundation for Economic Education, FEE. They point out, newsflash, the teachers are already armed. Just stop taking their guns away. Just stop disarming them. And they point out, they say, Americans have somehow arrived at the point where they cannot conceive of any human action that is not either prohibited, mandated, or at least centrally planned. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? And I would, it's such a sad state to see how America has devolved into this slave mentality. We think that everything that has to happen in our country has to be either mandated or prohibited. And it has to be done by government. And it has to be done by government at the highest level in Washington, D.C. And they have to plan our lives for us. We're all sitting here waiting breathlessly. What is President Trump going to do to protect our schools? And the answer should be nothing. He's not going to do anything. That's what he should do. Because there's a Second Amendment. And he shouldn't be infringing on the right of teachers to keep and bear arms to protect themselves and protect other people. You got teachers who stood there and took bullets. Don't tell me they wouldn't protect themselves if they had the means to do so and their students. Of course they would. But the federal government should have no role in this. No role whatsoever. As they point out, the first problem is the goal. It's absurdly unrealistic, says Fee, to think that any set of rules, regardless of who makes these rules, whether it's made by President Trump or whether it's made by GOP congressmen or whether it's made by Dianne Feinstein or by the governor of Florida or by the local police department in Florida, no set of rules is ever going to, quote, keep this from ever happening again, unquote. Never going to do that. That's the naive idea of a utopia that they always want to sell to us when they want to take away what we have, whether it's our property or liberty. They're going to say, we're going to give you this utopia. To say this is never going to happen again if we do these rules, that's stupid. Incredibly naive. I wouldn't expect anybody but a 16-year-old to believe that. And we got a lot of 16-year-olds who believe that because they've been told that by their teachers. who haven't grown up either. They ban drugs. You know, our gun-free zones are also drug-free zones. Isn't that nice? Don't you feel better now? We should not have any drug problems or any gun problems in our schools, except we do. You aren't allowed to process or sell drugs under any circumstances. You don't have any background checks even to stop that, right? Not with a doctor's prescription, not at all. So it works, and yet we have the opioid epidemic. Why? Because we have misplaced our trust. The very reason we have an opioid epidemic is misplaced trust. We think it's safe because a doctor has prescribed it. We don't need to look it up and second guess that. Because we've got a government that would intervene if there's any unsafe drugs, then it's not possible for us to have an opioid epidemic, right? And where is our government? If they think that drug prohibition works, then why haven't they prohibited opioids? Come on, wake up, guys. Do your job. Prohibit this stuff. Yeah, it's not a matter of arming the teachers, but to not disarm them. There are tens of thousands of teachers, as they point out, that are able, willing to do this. What makes a militia is the members not being part of a regular army or a police force. The well-regulated part of this means that they are trained, that they train rigorously. That's what well-regulated militia means, but we have a militia nevertheless. Stay with us. Be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect.
This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
You know, those in power will make two mistakes rather than admit to one. One key mistake that we're seeing now here in the schools is the 1990 Gun-Free School Act. It was the brainchild of Joe Biden. It was signed into law by George H.W. Bush. And now we are seeing more mistakes being proposed in addition to that, rather than getting back to the core solution. Joining us now is Larry Pratt. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America. He has been for over 30 years. I like Gun Owners of America because they have always, always been uncompromising in protecting the rights of the American people. Never compromised on that. And you know, we go back to 1990 when they put this gun-free fantasy act through. Larry Pratt, in that same year, wrote a book called Armed People Victorious. 5 years later, he wrote Safeguarding Liberty, the Constitution, and Militias. I'm sure we'll have something to say about that. That was in 1995. And you can find him at gunowners.org. Gunowners.org. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me with you.
We've got the Congress coming back, and now everybody's talking about what they're going to do. And so the question is, I want to ask you, as somebody who follows the political situation there, what do you think they will and will not do as they come back to Washington, D.C.? What problems are they likely to do to make what are they likely to do to make the problems even worse than they are now?
Well, we know that almost all of the Democrats are going to be supporting more gun control. The problem Yes. that we're going to have is that too many of the Republicans are going wobbly on that, and we could end up, probably the best case would be if nothing happens. No man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislature is in session.
And now they're coming back, so watch out.
Watch out indeed. What we're trying to do with the Congress, and we're asking our members to double down on the email and phone calls and make sure these folks know that a key part of their political base does not want more gun control. And what we do want is to get rid of that 1990 act that you've referred to. That was one of Joe Biden's many, many brilliant moves. And there's a lot of dead people piled up in these schools thanks to Joe Biden. There's a lot of blood on his hands and all of those who voted for this bill, Republican and Democrat alike, and the first George Bush who signed it into law. Shame on them.
That's right. And as you pointed out, and it's very, very important, and you tell your members that, it's very important to speak up because we know that the Democrats are going to monolithically vote for any kind of gun control that they can get. So the question is, we've got these, as you pointed out, wobbly Republicans, these swing Republicans. You don't know what they're going to do because they don't have any rudder. They don't have any anchor. They don't have any principle, but they do have a Republican base. And if Republicans will speak up about this, I was talking about this earlier in the program in Hawaii, they wanted to shut down homeschooling. They said, no, we're going to have background checks and you're going to have permission from the government before you do this. And we're going to be constantly monitoring, you know, all these different things. And the homeschooler said no. And even in Democrat Hawaii, they were able to push this back because they came together as a group. That's what makes gun owners and homeschoolers so formidable, is the fact that people will stand up and talk to these elected representatives and hold their feet to the fire. And it's really essential that we do it at this point in time, isn't it?
And one of the reasons that many parents have chosen to homeschool, obviously they've got objection to the curriculum. That's the main one. But I think a contributing factor is if you put your kid in a government school, the government school doesn't believe in self-defense. They think that it's, you've somehow said something salacious if you're talking about having an armed teacher. I remember the first time this came up after Columbine, we put out a news release saying the problem at Columbine was there weren't enough guns. And of course, what we went on to explain is there weren't enough guns in the hands of responsible people, those that work at the school, even somebody from the public that might have been there, a mom visiting to see something about her kids' studies, whatever. The dirtbags have known for a long time, and it's so amazing that year after year after year, the same atrocities are perpetrated, and there's no corrective response from the legislature.
They're holding our children hostage to their agenda of gun control. As a matter of fact, it was last week I was playing a report. They were interviewing a sheriff, and I don't recall if that was CNN or MSNBC, but he talked about how they went through and they vetted very carefully the people. They knew them. The principal would only suggest people that he knew. And then the sheriff would vet these people and talk to them, interview them. Then they would do an extensive background check. Then they would give them very, very extensive training and so forth. And it was followed up by the interviewer saying, yeah, but are they going to be allowed to carry AR-15s? And it's like these are people that are essentially have been totally vetted by the government. They don't even want deputies, as they were talking to some of these people. You're going to have deputies in there, but are they going to be carrying an AR-15? We can't have any of that stuff.
Let's lay it out for discussion. Okay, it's going to be a little clunky if teachers are walking around with an AR-15 strapped on their back. But you know, right. I wouldn't mind having a bunch of teachers with a 9mm or a .45 hidden somewhere on their person. Nobody knows for sure which teacher is actually packing. That mm-hmm. means the dirtbag doesn't know either.
That's right. That's an essential part. That hidden, the fact that you don't have somebody in a uniform, you don't have somebody carrying a rifle, you got somebody carrying a concealed pistol, that is a very essential part of what some of these jurisdictions have done. They said nobody knows who the teachers that we've vetted and trained are.
In Utah, I have to check, I think it's about 15 years, they've figured out how to get out from under this horrible, dreadful federal gun-free zone act for schools, and they haven't had any of these episodes. They've got nut jobs in Utah, but they haven't had anything like this happen. You've got some counties in Ohio and in Texas that have also made it clear. In fact, I think it's in Texas. The school has a sign up saying, warning, the teachers in this school are armed.
Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that since 2006. You know, there are loopholes in that gun-free schools zone act that Biden and Bush put through. But there's loopholes in that to say, well, except for people who are representatives of the government. So they can come in and they can deputize these people or whatever. They can get around it that way. But I think the rightful remedy is just to say, we're going to nullify this because we got a Second Amendment. You had no right to put these restrictions on people. And in the same way that you got states all over the country nullifying the federal government on the war on drugs, the marijuana aspect of it, it's very important to come in and say and call them on it when they overstep their jurisdiction and their powers, and they have in this particular case.
What are the feds going to do? Come in and arrest some teacher they have figured out is packing heat in that school to protect the kids? That would be a really great message to send. I don't think the deep state is willing to do that, at least under this administration.
So just, they have to stand up for the rights. But again, getting back to the strategy you were talking about, the immediate thing, and again, this problem is going to be solved at the local level. And I think it's going to be solved by sheriffs taking you can elect the sheriff, get a sheriff in your area that is going to work with teachers, create a teacher's posse, a teacher's militia. You can call it the posse academia, I called it, because I said, hey, maybe that we can appeal to these teachers and get them to kind of think through the militia. And I want to talk to you about that as well. But the solution is going to come at the local level. But meanwhile, we have to fight a defensive battle with our phones and calling our elected representatives, don't we?
Well, one thing that, yes, that's exactly correct, and I would say go for those state legislatures that haven't acted yet. There are a few, but one of the things that might be done is to call Governor Scott in Florida. Apparently, he's got the legal authority to dump a sheriff. He can just tell that guy, you're fired. And he needs to hear those two words.
They actually already did that. We had a sheriff, a constitutional sheriff's organization, Sheriff Mack, stood up for a sheriff that was removed from office because he refused to, and I believe, if I remember correctly, it was a gun charge that was really nothing at all. And he refused to persecute the guy for that. And on the basis of that, they removed that sheriff. He eventually got put back into office. But yeah, they do have the ability to take him out, and they should. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's talk about militias. We've got Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. He wrote a book back in 1995, Safeguarding Liberty, the Constitution, and Militias. And, of course, Larry, we had a teacher as they're pushing us back. We've heard this from a lot of different teachers. Not only do they not want a uniformed police officer with an AR-15, for example, because the AR-15s are evil, they don't want any armed teachers with concealed carry. They don't trust that. One of the teachers said, I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to have a gun. Well, it's fine. Nobody's telling you. Nobody has proposed arming people against their will. But she said, I have a right to be safe. And you know, you would agree, I think, that there is no right to be safe. And there is no right to have liberty either. We have to defend our safety. We have to defend our liberty. And so the question is, how do we effectively do it? I just had some of the staff say, what about tasers? You know, I have a problem with tasers because I have seen them used cavalierly because people believe that they are non-lethal weapons. We had a case in a school right here outside of Austin in Bastrop. There was a fight that was going on and a school officer comes up, tasers the wrong person, by the way. And the kid falls down and he's still in a coma after damaging his brain, falls down on the concrete. So it can lead to the overuse of these quote unquote non-lethal weapons, which in fact are lethal in many cases. But what is your opinion about that and about the militia?
That's a very good example of why somebody who's not on the scene is not necessarily going to make the right judgment about who the bad guy is, who the good guy is. This cop made a mistake, and he can't be sued, nor can his department be sued. So the kid and his family are without any recourse. Now, ideally, the city fathers would meet in council and defund him, just fire him. But that's, you know, yeah, you're laughing already, of course.
That's pretty unlikely, yeah.
Yeah, so in my dreams. But that's what people might be calling for, by the way. The fact that a bunch of people might call the Bastrop City Council or whatever it's called and demand that this guy be fired, that he be defunded, however it could be done, even if it never gets done, he's going to hear the whiz of that political bullet going right by his ear. And that might be in the future good training to have him remember that I almost lost it. And maybe he'll be a little bit more thoughtful the next time. But you put your finger on it. Anybody outside can make that mistake. Weren't there at the time the crime was initiated. It's only the victims and the people in the immediate vicinity that are likely to know who the bad guy is. And that's why arming teachers makes all the sense. Now, I've seen estimates that maybe if there were 10 or 20%, that might be a number sufficient to put the fear of God, or at least the fear of Smith and Wesson, into these bad guys. And that would be perhaps somewhat comparable to concealed carry percentages in the states generally, that when you get really a relatively small number of people known to be, not individually known, but as a group, it's known that in this state, the teachers are packing, the people are packing. You don't have these problems.
That's right.
Violent crime goes down. Utah has had this law for arming teachers. If they got a permit and they get the training, they can come into the school with their guns. They haven't had any of these episodes, and they don't occur in those other counties around the country where this is the case. Even in Virginia, there are some universities, one I know for sure because they advertise it on their website, you are welcome to bring your concealed carry firearm. If you've got a permit, you can bring it to Liberty University. And there are others that aren't quite upfront about it, but there's some community colleges here and there around the state that also allow it. So it can be done. It's a lot of effort involved to get it done. But we're only talking about piling up dead bodies under the present way of doing business.
We're holding real security hostage to an agenda of gun control is what we're talking about here. And let's talk about the real solution to this, because, you know, we can look at the gun-free zones, not just the schools, but places like Chicago or Baltimore, where they have a lot of, or Washington, D.C., a lot of laws there, but we have a lot more killings there. Now, a lot of that is due to the drug wars and so forth. Nevertheless, we have the drug war across the country. and we don't have these types of shootings other places. They'll say, well, you can go get a gun in Indiana and take it into Illinois. Well, why isn't Indiana having the same kind of problems then if you can get it there legally, right? But let's talk about the militia, because I think that's the key thing. As people are talking about arming citizens or allowing them to retain their arms, allowing them to use their arms, let's talk about the militia, because you wrote a book on this. How are armed teachers an embodiment of the militia, or if you will, more like the posse that we used to have, where the sheriff would have a group of people that he knew he could call on, and that was the old-fashioned posse comitatus, the posse of the Wild West, as we would say, and it wasn't as wild as our streets are today.
Well, the posse existed in a legal framework so that the sheriff could issue a hue and cry, and as I understand it, I think some citizens could as well. Help, I'm in danger, I need my armed neighbors to come right away. And it was actually at one time a punishable offense if you didn't respond. So, A, you had to have a gun, and B, you had to respond at a time in a time of need. That was something that I think we should be looking at again. The elected officials have let this fall into disuse. They're not interested in having an armed people, because the armed people then are manifestly the sovereign. Right now, they don't want us armed. They don't want us being in control of the political system. They want to hire their own heat, their own cops, and that way they can argue that they're the sovereign. And indeed, that's the notion that even comes into my head. When I hear somebody talk about a sovereign power, I think of the King of England and his army, or the President of France and his army. And I don't think of the people of Virginia, where I live, as being the sovereign of the Commonwealth, because we're not organized to function that way. We used to be.
Well, it is an effective counter-restraint on what the government does, just to know that the people have arms. In the same way as I drew the analogy earlier in the program, to the old policy of mutual assured destruction that the U.S. and Russia had during the Cold War. We both have nuclear weapons. We don't want to use these things at all, so let's not have that kind of war at all. And if the people are armed, it is a kind of mutually assured destruction that restrains the government from doing certain things, and that's a good thing. You don't have to have a bullet come out of the barrel of a gun in order to have power come out of the barrel of a gun.
The Second Amendment really had that as its purpose. There are collateral benefits because you and I can pop a perp. We can have recreational uses of our firearms. But the notion in that Bill of Rights was these are the things that government absolutely may not do. And one of them was to grab the people's guns. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, because we want to have a well-ordered state for the security of a free state, is the way that amendment puts it. And that's not talking about a free Virginia versus King George or something. It's talking about the people of Virginia remaining free, and therefore, as sovereigns, they retain their firearms. That's a big deal, and it's the fundamental notion of how a Republican, small r, government ought to be operating. The people should be in charge if it's working properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And the same way that we saw the local posses under the control of a sheriff who was elected and maybe a couple of professional deputies, we also had a corps of the military that was, a small corps, but they didn't have a permanent standing army. They would have a permanent navy. They would have soldiers on those ships, but not boots on the ground. And so, you know, that's another thing that we've lost now, as we're starting to create an army of government officers in uniform and calling them law enforcement. I see this whole thing, this debate that is now developing as to whether or not we should have armed teachers. I see this as an opportunity for us to go back and have this whole debate about the balance of power and where that needs to belong in our society.
And you've probably already touched on it earlier in the show or some other time, but this dirtbag of a sheriff in Broward County, Scott Israel, he was on CNN intoning against the very thing you were talking about, an armed people, At the time, he was concealing the fact that four of his little sissy boys, deputies, stood by and didn't go in, to the credit
Isn't that
of
amazing?
the local police department of Coral Springs, I think it was. They went rushing in, and apparently they looked back at these deputies and go, what are you doing?
And exactly. We're out of time, Larry, but you nailed it. I mean, that says it all right there. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Go there and find out what you can do to stop the bad regulations that may be coming down the line.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.